It's time now for How You Built That. And today we're updating a story we ran about a year ago, and it begins in Queen Creek, Arizona. Lisa Dalton was dating a software engineer named Brian, and Brian is blind. And one day, Lisa was at his house looking through his pantry and making a shopping list.
He had 18 cans of refried beans and didn't know it.
So Lisa decided to reorganize. A nice gesture, but also a big mistake.
He had used a memorization-based system to organize what he had in his pantry. And in my manhandling the goods, I had completely messed him up.
Brian was forgiving. He said, it's okay, you didn't know. But Lisa, she felt awful.
I felt like melting into the floor.
But she also thought there has to be a better system for Brian's pantry. So she started to research, and she found a few solutions, like putting Braille on an index card and then wrapping it around a can with a rubber band. But that seemed wrong for a guy like Brian.
I just thought, this is not the level of household. He's a stylish dude. I wouldn't want him to have to do that.
Okay, something to know about Lisa. She actually sells customized and commemorative bricks using stamps she makes with a 3D printer. And as she tried to figure out how to solve a problem like Brian's pantry, she thought, what about using my printer to make reusable labels? And so she did. She came up with something that's kind of like those Livestrong wristbands, but with Braille on the outside, something you might slip around a container.
It's a rigid plastic. It has a little bit of give in it where you can just slide it on, and then they pop right off.
Now, Lisa had kept all of this a secret, so when she gave Brian the labels,
he kind of cracked up and his face changed, and he's like, that's weird, but that's really cool.
And the next thing he said was, hey, you should really sell these. So Lisa started working on more Braille labels for all sorts of cans and jars. And after a few months, she packed up her prototypes and she went to a convention hosted by the National Federation of the Blind. She didn't really have any expectations, she just wanted a little feedback. But instead, people kept coming to her booth. And then they'd come back with friends and say, hey, check these out. And one woman asked Lisa if she would sell her a few of the prototypes.
She had packed her husband's lunch and grabbed the wrong container. She packed him a beer. I mean, I know how mortifying that is, and to know that you potentially made a job-ending mistake over something so simple, that's got to be terrifying.
And that day, talking to the people at the convention, it was a revelation.
I got to the car that day, and I totally cried. It was ridiculously moving, the stories, how they've been trying to solve that problem, and how they wish that this had come out 20 years ago.
So she went home and built a website. It went live in October of 2018, and now Lisa sells her Braille labels for $3 each. And the name of the product? Can Do Labels.
I just thought this would bring a lot of independence to people who are also wanting to be able to do their own things. I thought, these are yes, can do things.
This past year, National Braille Press, a publisher and platform that supports people with visual impairments, started to sell Can Do labels. To keep up with the growing demand, Lisa's now recruited a friend to help with the printing. If you want to find out more about Can Do labels or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.